It's a foggy morning in Petaluma at Etta Marie Peterson's farm, and the bees are a little shy.
This is what we call our apiary. It's cold now, so the bees aren't flying much. A little bit here and there, you can see they're checking out the weather.
Peterson has about 5 hives on her farm, as well as cows and a few chickens. The bee boxes are clustered under a large oak tree in her garden. She's kept bees for the past 21 years and is the president of the Sonoma County Beekeepers Association. Right now, she says, times are tough.
Last year, we didn't get much honey at all because of the drought. A plant needs moisture to produce the nectar and the pollen. And the nectar is what makes the honey. And the pollen is mixed with the honey to feed the larvae of the bees. And it's food for the bees. It's their protein. A flower that is dry isn't going to produce the nectar or the pollen.
Last year, she had 10 hives, but all combined got less than 50 pounds of honey.
A good year would get like 50 pounds per hive.
Other beekeepers are having the same problem. There just isn't enough food for bees, and colonies aren't growing like they should. Not only are there fewer wildflowers on local hills and fields, but those that are blooming produce less nectar. And without that forage, bees will starve.
You can have lots and lots of flowers, but no nectar in the flowers. Even in the late summer, you might see quite a bit of star thistle on the hills in Northern California. But these last couple years, the star thistle has been next to nothing as well.
Kasia Vincent is a co-owner of the shop Be Kind in Sebastopol. She sells bees, beekeeping supplies, beeswax candles, and other products. Vincent says beekeepers are already hard hit by colony collapse disorder, a condition that causes unexplained mass die-offs during winter. To compensate, some commercial keepers are putting new queens in their colonies more frequently. Younger queens are able to lay more eggs. Many keepers are also feeding syrups or sugar water to their hives to keep them alive. But that, in the long term, will damage the health of the colony.
It's not the same as nectar. Nectar is full of nutrition.
Bee health, she says, is tied into our own health. Without them, we wouldn't have almonds, apples, or tomatoes in our grocery stores. We rely on bees to pollinate about a third of our diet, the most nutritious part. Etta Marie Peterson says there is something the public can do, since there's now less naturally growing food for bees.
Plant drought-resistant native California plants, except buckeyes. Don't plant buckeyes.
Buckeye trees are toxic to honeybees, but gardeners have many other options.
I can actually take you for a little walk and show you around the property because I tried to plant for bees. Borage is wonderful and it blooms a lot.
She also recommends thyme, sunflowers, California poppies, and California lilac.
All the herbs like oregano and rosemary, all these people that landscape with rosemaries are helping the bees a lot. And lavender, they love lavender. And a lot of people landscape with lavender, so that's good.
Peterson says she's not sure what the next year will mean for her bees or her honey sales. But through her garden, she's doing what she can to help them. For KRCB's North Bay Report, I'm Danielle Venton in Petaluma.